education,
awareness,
laughter,
relatable,
education,
awareness,
laughter.
What's up? You're not tuned into Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Are you a real thinker?
What's up, what's happening? You're not tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. You can follow me at KP underscore Trill. I got the best co-host you can possibly ask for, Tink.
What's up? You can follow me at Duh underscore I'm No. Is that it?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
It,
Tink.
That's right.
Wow. Damn, I ain't know my own Twitter handle. Duh underscore I'm underscore Tink.
Today, what's happening?
What's up with it, man? I'm, kind of drunk, but shit, you can follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Day.
Slim.
Hey, you can follow me at Ambitious underscore Slim.
And back like he never left.
Man, back Jay for the first Gray. Time. Yeah, man, you can follow me on Twitter at JGray2.
Hey, once again, we want to congratulate you. We congratulate you, like, at the end.
Yeah, man. Geeked up, man. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with a little girl, but you know what I'm saying. I already got my shit ready. I'm mad at her prom already. I'm already upset about that, about the talks and all that shit, but it is what it is.
Hey, so how was everybody's New Year's Eve and New Year's Day? What y'all do? Anybody do anything special?
I mean, I kicked it, man. You know, my homies and I, we usually have like a New Year's shindig that we always do every year, man. And so, had a nice little crib out in Walls, Mississippi. And, man, we kicked it, man. I was around loved ones, people that I'm always with. You know, my lady was there. You know, my homies. So, it was dope.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a good New Year's Eve. I didn't do anything special, but it was pretty cool.
Okay. Day, what you end up doing?
Shit, nigga, I was drunk and sleep by about 10:30.
Hey, y'all, when y'all celebrate New Year's? Like,
nah,
Felice, whatever.
I mean, this our Christmas is the same. We just it's
okay.
Christmas or the New Year's?
Nah, the New Year's.
Cinco de Mayo is like y'all New Year's celebration. Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, I get
you. But I'm saying though, like, really, man, I ain't do shit. I just was drinking early that day and then just took a nap. Before I knew it, it was about 3 a.m. on fucking New Year's, and I was like, shit, well, fuck it. Went back to sleep, man. Shit, I ain't had shit else to do.
That nigga said, our New Year is. No, he said, our Christmas is the same.
It is. I mean, the Mexican religion is the same as pretty much Christianity. They do the same things like Catholics, but I mean, you know.
They just Cinco de Mayo is when they turn up.
Sam, what did you do?
Nothing special. Just
rock
New Year Eve.
I doubt they're going. Spread
eagle. Whole face turned red, so you know what that means.
Nothing special. So it's not special anymore.
Just swung off,
it's,
you know,
it's
regular.
Slim,
I'm tripping off last
same
week.
Same little move.
I'm tripping off last week, right? First and foremost, I want to thank everybody who participates in the live tweeting on Wednesday night. It's like y'all the most chillest people ever. The numbers are growing, and gotta thank y'all for that. And we back on SoundCloud. I don't know if y'all noticed that, but we back on SoundCloud. Like we never left. So we on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. Soon we'll be on Google Play whenever they get that up and going for podcasts. So, and then we'll be moving to a couple other podcasts.
Uploaders and
platforms.
There you go.
Yeah. I be forgetting the words I want to use before
we got you,
I even get to them.
We got you.
Nah, but Tink had me tripping last week. She was like, Slim, it's just every week, it's just something new. And see, we done learned.
We learned from Slim. Yeah. I'm excited.
Slim explained us last week on how to fax nudes.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, and then, yeah, I heard. I was like, I was a little late on listening, But then I heard about, like, because they was like, man, do you, like, just sit your ass on the copy and all that shit. But, yeah, man, Slim, like, I think she, like, doing research right now. That's what she, like, looking at. Because, see, what she failed to realize is that she got reflections on her glasses, so I can, like, see what she doing.
She didn't show my pictures on my phone.
See? Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So, she out here winning. So
okay, now check this out. Just to give everybody, like, the heads up on how we do this. At 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time on Wednesday, press play, right? So, if you are behind and the time is 7:04, just move the thing up to 4 minutes.
Right.
That's it. Or if you Eastern Time, it's 8:04, just move it up to 4 minutes. All you have to do. Like, it's that easy to catch up. People are like, I'm so behind. Where y'all at? What time is it? It's 7:19. Just 19 minutes.
Right.
That's all you got to do. And you up to speed. Right? All right, so let's get into something I've been dying to fucking talk about. Bill Cosby being charged with sexual assault in a case from 2004. Now, this sparks back up a lot of conversation from people and a lot of conspiracy theories and things of such nature. A lot of people want Bill Cosby to be the victim, right? So, with trying to make him the victim, they use, oh, he was about to buy NBC. So, this is the white man trying to keep him from progressing out here and things of that nature. So let me dispel it, right? He just started trying to buy NBC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these accusations come back from how far back? The 90s, the 80s?
Shit, about the 70s almost.
Almost, yeah. Right? So let's go back to the time that the Cosby Show was around. I don't think a lot of people understand that Bill Cosby made them motherfuckers a lot of money. The Cosby mm-hmm. Show grossed over $1 billion. So if that's my cash cow, right, and somebody comes along making accusations that can end my money, what do most people do? Hush money, people get threatened, things of that nature. I believe that happened way before I think a motherfucker just said, hey, we gonna go find us 70 chicks and just get them to lie on Bill Cosby out of the fucking blue because he want to buy NBC. It's not what it is. It's not what's going on. And I see a lot of other comedians who look up to dude. First off, Bill Cosby ain't that goddamn funny in the first goddamn place.
I don't think Bill Cosby's known for him being funny. I think he's known about being bringing awareness to the black community. So that's not it.
He had a good way of doing it.
You have to go back to before the Cosby Show ever aired and follow Bill from there. Bill Cosby's not funny to me. The Cosby Show, I liked it, but it wasn't because he was funny. It's because they had a family on TV that wasn't struggling or trying to do anything. They had a middle-class family on TV showing you that, okay, this is actually, some black families are this way. All of them are not struggling or trying to get to this great point. So I don't think it's about him being funny, because he's not funny.
Well, a lot of comedians, you know, are out here going to bat for him, even if it's in the name of making themselves look terrible, you know, and they hit you with all these conspiracy theories about how, you know, they tried to tear Michael Jackson down and they tried to tear Whitney Houston down, but Whitney was really out here doing crack, right? She was really out here fucked up. Now, the Michael Jackson thing, I don't quite understand where they came from.
It was some bullshit with him, but that's a totally different topic. But honestly, as far as Bill Cosby go, I'm really like happy all of this shit is happening to him. And I'm gonna tell you why. Dude really didn't necessarily like black people like us.
Fact. That's a fact.
He used to always like give speeches like, and then this nigga's phone goes off, but he used to always give speeches and like chastise the black community on what is now known as respectability politics, which is pretty much if you do better, like if you dress better, pull your pants up, you do better, then people will treat you better in society, which ain't true at all. They don't care what, you know what I'm saying, how you dress or whatever, you still a nigga to them. And Bill was like, well, nah, if y'all got these ghetto names and y'all talk with this slang, and that's why people treat you the way you are. And that's really what he thought. He used to give speeches on this shit.
You think that's a lie? You think society does not do that now?
Society does it, but it ain't Bill Cosby's place to say that we have to fucking take the blame for shit that happens to us when actually, you know what I'm saying, it's not really like that. yeah, we do have to take some blame in some things, but like, he was putting all of the weight on our shoulders. You get what I'm saying?
He said that because your mother, our mother, was out here feeding us with food stamps and things like that. And single mom. It's some real disgusting shit that he said. And it's basically...
Like, you have to look up the speeches, but really, honestly, he was just...
Basically, what he does is the job of the oppressors, to spread oppression. That's all he was doing. So
he's pretty much like an Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley.
Like that. Stephen A. Smith. The list goes on.
So, just to backtrack, to get back to him and his criminal cases, what I think it is, I think it's really a combination of him actually doing this shit and a few women seeing it as an opportunity to get money. So, I'm not going to discredit the women who actually went through this shit because, you know what I'm saying, if it's true, it's true, and he got to, you know what I'm saying, pay for this shit. But I do think it's some women who say, oh, shit, man, let me go ahead and cash in on this. But you got to look at it. Like, back then, Bill Cosby was on top of the world. He was one of the few black entertainers who was, like, you know, him, Eddie Murphy, and probably Richard Pryor and shit. Like, them folks was, like, on top of the world as far as entertainment goes. And that's rare for, you know what I'm saying, a black man to be in that sphere, you know what I'm saying, to be in that area back then. So when like the allegations would pop off, people kind of wouldn't believe this shit because of how powerful he was and because of how much money he had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that goes with any like sexual assault case. Like when women go through this shit, they don't necessarily come out up front because people won't believe them. And you know what I'm saying? Like this shit. And now with all these allegations coming up, it's kind of a mixture of things, because even he admitted that he, okay, yeah, I gave women drugs but to have sex, but then you have to look at it back then.
No, that's not what he said, and they only released two lines of that whole little thing. That's not what he said. He said that he bought whatever that drug name was because that's what they used to party back then.
Yeah, right. That's what I was saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like back then, dog. Back in, nigga, cocaine was fucking legal as fuck. They would greet you at the door of the club with a line of cocaine. You couldn't get into the club unless you hit a line of cocaine back then. So, you know what I'm saying? I get, you know what I'm saying? Back then, it's a different time that people would always use drugs so freely and not necessarily say, hey, look, I'm finna give you these drugs so I can have sex with you, or on some sneaky shit like, let me put something in your drink. It wasn't necessarily like that. Like, people was actually like, I need a pill or something to take me down from this cocaine high. And then you'll give it to them. And then they'll mellow out and eventually, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it led to sex. But the times were different back then, but, like, now we look at it, it's so different. Like, you can't do anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't do, as far as having sex with a woman, unless you have her 100% consent, it could be considered as rape. You know what I'm saying? So, as far as he going, like, when we look at him using drugs to have sex with women, we all now consider it as rape, when back then it wouldn't be considered that because they were all using drugs and having sex so freely. But either way, I'm glad that nigga's finally getting what he was coming to him.
All right, so Tink, what do you think about the Bill Cosby situation?
I mean, I feel like it's a horrible situation. And whenever I see pictures of them, like, taking his accomplishments, like, I saw a picture of them taking up his star, his Hollywood star.
That was a misconception. He was just cleaning. They was just cleaning.
Oh, they were cleaning? Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Stuff like that, I mean, it hurts to see that. Like, he has a legacy, and it hurts to see that. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know what happened. And times have changed drastically since then. So, I mean, who knows? But I feel indifferent about it. And I try not to talk about it as much because of the simple fact that I like Bill Cosby. I love the show. I still watch it, you know, whenever I can or get a chance to. But It's just a horrible situation that he has to go through right now, and also the victims that have to go through.
Man, I think that a lot of people are jumping to a side and sticking to it and not necessarily looking at all information or all things that are happening, and people are making emotional conclusions. And I mean, I don't, you know, if you choose to do that, that's cool. But I look at things for a factual situation. I also look at things from both sides. And because I don't know the truth when it comes to Bill Cosby, because I don't know, you know, what was happening, all I can go by is the things that he said, that he's admitted to, and the things that have happened when it comes to, you know, what the women have done, as far as most of them recanting their statements, to, you know, him saying that they willingly wanted these drugs and he just provided it for them. So I understand, like, from anybody who smokes weed or does any type of drugs, if a young lady comes to you and says, hey, I want these drugs too, most of them will give them to them, you know what I'm saying, because of their situation. I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. I don't really know, but I don't do drugs. So in that position, I understand how some people be like, don't blame the victim. I'm not blaming nobody. I'm not saying that these women are gold diggers. I'm not saying that Bill Cosby is a rapist. All I'm saying is that this is just what it is. As far as him as a person, I think that people forget, like, all of the things that he's done for the black community and how many boards he done set on for, like, having blacks enrolled into colleges. He has like 37 honorary degrees in grad school, helped get blacks in scholarships for grad school. He helped, you know, he sits on the board for Temple University, getting blacks involved in Temple University. He's, I mean, just a lot of different things as far as athletic scholarships, and because he played football for Temple, and just little stuff like that that people don't really talk about. His speeches about going against the black community, as far as what I think, I agree with Slim, like what Slim was saying, like that is an issue as far as like how we perceive ourselves and what we glorify to the masses can affect what we do and how we look. I mean, a lot of people do glorify the negativities when it comes to black community crime and how we dress and how we talk and how we look and all those things. A lot of people do that. So it's natural for people to, on the other side of the spectrum, especially coming from a time where Bill Cosby came from, you know what I mean, the civil rights movement and all these things, you would expect a person like that to say, all right, god damn it, look what we did in the 60s and the 50s compared to what we did in the 90s. That's a different type of time, and I can understand the argument between those two. I mean, my grandmother was the same way. She didn't like how we perceived ourselves as black, especially black males in the 90s and in the early 2000s. So I can understand the argument. I understand the argument. Do I agree with the delivery? Absolutely not. But at the same time, I understand the argument. And I think people are just more so stuck on the delivery more so than the intent. Mm-hmm. You know, and his intentions were good. And when he spoke to people saying, hey, look, we need to be more mindful of our presentation, we need to be more mindful of what we're giving people to shoot back at us. If we walk around calling each other nigga, we cannot expect other people to not call us nigga. Like, that's just the things that he was saying. And truth be told, that's absolutely true. I mean, if you say nigga, 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 nigga in your music and in your culture and in everything of every walk of life that you do to the public, who's to say that John, Kevin, and Daniel can't call me nigga too? Like, I can't control it. And that's the thing that that's basically what he was saying, that we have to be more mindful of our presentation and what we say and how we do it. But like I said, and like Tink said, I mean, I didn't think the Cosby Show was as realistic as a lot of people made it, but I liked the show. He was a funny guy. Like, you have to listen to his stand-ups. That man,
that's the difference of opinion. Bill Cosby, there's a lot of comedians that people think are hilarious.
I ain't gonna say he was hilarious, but his delivery of what he was talking about and how he perceived it and his way of doing things was a brilliant way. because he made things about his family, about his household. He didn't make it about a substantial of poverty or like financial problems. He made things as common as he possibly could as far as making it a common ground for any type of walk of life. Mm-hmm. And that was a brilliant way, like Dick Gregory used to do. That's another comedian that did the same thing. So he never made it about race. He never made it about, like, he just made it a common thing. And so that's what made him the person that he was. And that's when he started doing the things with PBS and Fat Albert and all this stuff. So like I said, man, he was, people just forget about all of the things that he did. And with this situation, I just look at the facts. I just look at what I've seen, what he's admitted to, what has been coming at him. And that's all I take it as. I don't make an emotional decision about who's guilty and who's not.
I'm not jumping on the guilty plea bandwagon. I'm sorry. I don't feel like there's enough anything for me to choose any side. So I'm neutral. I'm still a fan. I'll never fucking stop watching Different World. I'll never let the Cosby Show go. I don't partake in these conversations on painting him as a victim without actual evidence. We don't have actual evidence. We have bits and pieces from here and there. That's all we have.
And that's to me, that's problematic to say things like that for the simple fact it's other women out here.
That's fine. What did I just say? I didn't take any sides. I'm neutral in this whole thing. I'm neutral.
No, you said.
I'm not going off of anything with very little information. I'm not taking any sides in this situation. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I'm neutral.
Like I said, I feel like when people say that it's problematic for other victims of sexual assault and rape because they are afraid to come forward because they feel like people won't believe them.
Because I'm neutral. I didn't say I didn't believe him. I said not
the neutral words. I'm saying the words of saying that we can only go off of this or we can only go off of that. I feel like
hold
this.
On, let's stop. In most rape situations, when people are actually charged with rape, they actually have real evidence. They've done the test and all that. Great
rape kit and all
rape
that.
Kit. This is not. Hold on, before you start.
I didn't say anything.
Any of this, none of this has been done to say we got your ass. None of that. So until that's done and say, we got your ass, I'm neutral. I'm not talking about people where these tests have been done and we've got a fucking serial raper. We got him because we got his ass on everything he did. This has not been done. So until
it can't be done. You can't go back and rape kids.
You can't go back. And then when it happened, whatever happened, the rape victims felt like they couldn't come forward, that they should just be quiet, take hush money and be quiet, right?
I'm not saying that all of them did that, but I'm.
Well, the ones coming out now did.
Some women, out of fear, they don't say things.
And I agree with that. I mean, but like I said, just to be devil's advocate, I'm not trying to be insensitive to people who are victims of rape. But what I'm saying is that we cannot ignore the fact that there are women who falsely accuse people of rape. Like, we have to be mindful of that.
And that's
true. And that's what messes this all up.
My thing is, I don't like how people can't separate Bill Cosby from Claire Huxtable or whatever the fuck his name was on the show.
No, we're not talking about Cliff.
I don't give a shit about Cliff. But I see what you're saying.
You individually. I'm saying in general, there are people who can't fucking separate the two from the person and the character. And that's not good. That's problematic.
Right, but I mean, like I said, it's to say that he hasn't done anything. Like with Dave, I completely disagree with Dave. Like him saying that he hasn't done anything for the black community, I can't say that because think about just Different World example. I mean, just think about that show and the awareness that it brought as far as African Americans going to college.
I've never credited it to him, even though he probably had everything to do for it.
Right, and he did, and that's what I'm saying. He was a writer of it. He had everything to do with it.
All right, so moving along, Papoose and Remy Ma's relationship. I see a lot of women saying they want a Papoose, right? He's a very down guy, right? Like, he held her down for 6 years while she was in prison. And, like, he's just all about her and, you know, her career all of that. And like I said, a lot of women say they want a papoose. But this is where I think a lot of women really don't want a papoose. Y'all ignore the niggas that be in y'all mentions or in y'all inboxes trying to get y'all to help promote and listen to their music. You know, you don't really want a struggling rapper. That ain't really what y'all really be out here wanting. You know what I'm saying? You don't want the nigga who's the only nigga in the history of niggadom to get a fade with a fitted on. Like, y'all don't want that. Look at Tank, she's ready. Go ahead, Tank. I'm just saying, you want a guy who's going to love you unconditionally, and typically it's going to be a struggle rap out here who can do it. A nigga with a mixtape link.
What does...
If he ain't got a
occupation have to do with anything on how he treat his
I'm
woman.
I'm just saying.
A lot.
A nigga with a dead PIF account.
Wait, hold on. So a job means how the job you have means it's gonna be
it determines how good you treat me.
Your woman?
Well, y'all gotta look at face value. I mean, when you look at the face value, first thing is when you gonna do a checklist, right?
Okay.
Like if a motherfucker hop in your DM like right now, right, and it's like, look, Tank, this is it. I want you to be my queen, so on and so forth. You're going to look at that person. You probably going to click on the Avid first.
Yep. Uh-huh.
You're going to look at the Avid, see how he look.
Yep.
Second, you're going to be like, all right, let me check his tweet, see what the hell he doing.
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let me find all the information out that I need to find out before I say anything back to this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So you're going to look at all of the surface of face value of the motherfucker. Mm-hmm. How he look, what his job. Okay.
Tell me out. Slim, if you work at McDonald's, what's up? All
right, okay. Exactly. So we're going to keep moving on because she's just, right. This nigga was an assistant manager at Popeyes. You're going to be like,
baby, you an assistant manager. you on the totem pole. What's up with those biscuits?
You don't use a nigga.
Yo.
But no, what I'm saying.
All the good conversation be like, but what's up on them wings, though?
What's up with them biscuits? Because I know they hot. But what I'm saying is like, no, I don't know how they met. I don't know, like, I didn't even know they was together until recently.
Yeah, I didn't know until the cypher.
But I don't know how they met each other. Maybe they knew each other from a long time ago. You never know. And she probably loved him for him before he even tried to rap.
Yeah.
You I'm never know. Story. But in my case, I mean.
All in all, for women now to say they want a guy like that now, that's what you got to get. You got to get the whole.
You got
to
get the whole.
Why he can't come in my DM with a nice haircut? He looking nice.
See,
he's
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
A decent
you
job.
Want
but
nigga,
what if it, start, what if it starts
made.
Off like that?
A decent job doesn't mean already made. It means
no,
a decent job
I'm saying
is
I'm
going up.
In particularly when women do say this, they want the nigga who's already got everything going. Mm-mm. You want the nigga who got the song on the radio and not the nigga who trying to get his
who
song.
Who got
and
his link
may be
in
a woman
bio.
Beater. Either way, I won't know. I'm just saying, like.
Okay, so just if a nigga tell you right now he got a Dat Piff account, real top, what's up?
Link in bio.
Check
this. Check
it out. You gonna
spread
look over
the word.
That's all I'm saying is you might be looking over your potential lover because you won't click the link. Click the link.
And that song might be about you.
Yeah. When it comes to music, I do.
Okay,
I
check this out. For instance,
I do.
For instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
A chick posted her IG pictures. She had 3 likes. One of them likes was Bryson Tiller. He was choosing
so
up.
Cute.
Right.
When he was struggling. First thing she said was, I fucked up. I should have paid attention. Right there.
But that's a like. You got to come up. Man, stop. Wait a minute. Let's
nigga
stop. Let's
was
stop.
Choosing because it was more than one picture. We don't just like a picture of her, a picture of her, and shit like that. Bro was on her ass. Like, she wasn't getting that many likes. You know what I'm saying?
And he was one on. Like,
he was
the
one
names were still up on the list. It wasn't like, it wasn't 11 and up. It was under 11.
It was like 3 or 4 at max.
And how many did he like?
And he probably
liked
about
like
4 or 5.
Four of them. Well, she showed 4 of them junk, and she was like, I fucked up.
So, yes. You
okay,
wait.
Why does she feel like she fucked up? Because he's big now? She feel like she fucked up?
Possibly.
You don't think many women don't feel like
being,
that?
Because, no.
Maybe. Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I want every heifer whoever I ever had a thirst like on, when I blow, to feel the same goddamn way.
I swear to God.
Okay.
Because, Slim, like, dog, if I'm trying to get with you and you don't know where I'm going, I'm trying to get you to like me for me. I'm not trying to get you to like me.
You say something other than liking pictures.
What we're saying is, if you want you a good man, sometimes you might have to ignore the fact of the occupation. Because y'all don't like to ignore that. Ignore that I'm a struggling rapper, babe. Support me.
So you're saying give you a chance regardless of what you got, what the fuck you look like.
Or what I ain't got going on. Yeah.
Or you can look at it like this. Every rapper that's big now started off as that nigga. As a mixtape link guy.
Yeah.
Like Future started off posting this mixtape.
How many years you been doing these mixtape links and you still Okay, that's a good one.
Because if a nigga got 17 mixtapes.
Don't nobody even know a song. Yeah.
And you're not getting booked locally. You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's like
thing.
600 songs, and
all
ain't
doing
got
it showcases.
This is just a hobby.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like doing puzzles and shit.
All I'm saying is, like, you have to look at these guys who are rappers or have, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think of it as every rapper that's big now just fucking kind of started from the bottom. Nobody goes into the game as the CEO. Nobody comes into the game as the boss. Sometimes you have to start as the janitor and work your way up. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he trying to do. He not, you know what I'm saying? He ain't Future now, but he, you know what I'm saying? He just a guy who does this shit as a hobby. You know what I'm saying?
He passed. He not Future.
Yeah. The present. You know what I'm saying? It's just a nigga yesterday.
He current, man. He current and shit. He not Future. He
right
current.
Right now.
Recent.
Yeah. A few minutes ago.
Right.
No, but that's all I'm saying. Sometimes you gotta overlook those things. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, question. All right, let me ask y'all something. So, Slim, right? A dude was in your DM, like, just confessing his love for you, right? Just a random dude, right? Some dudes, like, trying to get to know you, take you out, whatever. And you just kept declining and declining and declining. And then a year later, he is this mega star. You wouldn't feel any type of way about it.
I don't think so.
Ooh, she left.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so, because if I've declined you, it means that I did my research on the current you and didn't like it. So if I didn't like the current you, I guarantee you I won't like the future you with a little bit more money. I'm sorry.
But you will always have those what ifs.
What ifs?
Right. Yeah,
what
that
if I would have gave him a chance?
Yeah, because honestly, it's like there's a lot of people that's rich and famous and superstars and shit, but they really just terrible fucking people.
Exactly. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I found that out the hard way dating Fantasia.
Yeah.
Boy, get the fuck up out of here, man. You're not gonna come for Fanny. No.
First off, she cheated on me.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. A numerous numbers of times.
A numerous numbers of times. Oh, shit.
And the nigga from T-Mobile stole. The nigga from the video shoot.
She did not date that guy from Bittersweet.
I was there when she tried to kill herself. Okay? I was there.
Can't she like not read or something?
She got her GMD. She got her GMD.
Like
oh, okay.
God. I thought she was like, ain't she like illiterate
or
something?
No, she learned to read and all that.
All that greatness.
Oh.
It was me.
That taught how to read? Oh, okay.
Let me tell you, because she petty as hell. I liked one of her pictures the other day on Instagram.
She fine, too.
And guess what she did? She uploaded a picture of her and her dude.
Let me tell you something about her husband. He's so...
Little bud, that's what we refer to him as. But look,
that nigga,
I said,
your little friend.
I said maybe. I saw maybe your little friend. She just doing this, you know what I'm saying? The fuck with me, let me see. So I go back about 23, 48 weeks, maybe 72. I like another picture, and then guess what she do? She upload another picture of the nigga. So I was like, you know what? I just gotta unfollow you because you petty.
I think I did this on New Year's Eve because I was I'm appearing single for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Oh, but okay.
I saw that KP. But I get hit in my Facebook inbox tough. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, we know.
Oh shit. What?
Here we go.
Oh shit now.
But anyway, I
It's getting hot.
Hold on. Tell me, Slim getting chose on by the women's too.
We back.
We didn't want to go there, but
we back.
Hold on. We gonna let her finish. And then we'll get back into the women.
We got it.
Yeah, no, Slim. Like, this guy, I guess he was trying to talk to me a few years ago, and he was really trying. And I'm like, is it not there? Somebody, I'm taken. So I had to go ahead and put a picture out there, like,
nigga said she had to do some shit from the past to let you know, this shit has been going a while.
I don't know, but you know how us dudes, when we interested, we take shit how we want it.
Right, right.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's an old picture of her dude. He must be
gone now.
Yeah,
gone.
The week of Christmas or something. I'm supposed to be here the week of Christmas. I'm like, what the fuck do I need to do? I'm not saying.
She hurt that. She uploading the throwback picture.
Oh, no. She's just thinking about what once was. I think he dead. No. He used to be.
Go. No. Okay, but back to Slim getting chose on by the women's. A while ago, some young lady stepped in Slim's inbox and asked her if she liked to rug munch.
Hold up. I think we can find a better term for that.
What you want?
Do the vice grip.
Yeah,
lint lick. Lint liquor.
Yeah. Scissor kick.
Scissor. Y'all were disgusting.
Ask Slim, does she want to take a trip to Trip City? That's what y'all call it.
It's tripping.
It was so unsubtle, but subtle at the same time.
It takes slide to the DM. Yeah, slide to the DMs to a new term.
Do you have your liquor license?
Lick her license, boy. Okay. I'm certified, baby.
I don't own no bar. I'm not a bartender.
No, the lick her license, man.
Okay.
And she was like, see, and then once Slim asked this, she was like, see, let me show you something.
Nah, man, I got you.
Yeah, no, let me guide you, man.
Okay.
I got a drink for you, baby.
It makes me go into this. Running off potential partners. Right, so, and when I say running off potential partners, I mean with rushing things. Like, I know we've all had to have somebody who wanted things to happen too soon.
And if you didn't, you was that motherfucker.
As far as like rushing into a relationship, rushing into marriage, rushing into having kids, so on and so forth. What's a way to tell a person, hey, you need to peel back?
You need to peel the fuck back.
Exactly. Like, I'm not opposed to saying, hey, we moving too fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's slow this down. Because a lot of times we can move too fast and we can miss things. Vital things that we need in order to make sure our relationship is built on the right foundation. So I'm not opposed to saying, hey, let's take it back. And just start it back over. Do whatever we need to do to make sure we don't miss anything.
Jay Gray?
Oh, I mean, the same thing, but I think that some people are hopeless romantics, and when they see things, they start to increase things, and they start to just try to see if they got that little grasp or little, and they feel like they got it. It's like they just do whatever it takes to kind of, like, overstep their boundary, like, overcompensate the fact that they got somebody that's interested in them. It's like, look, I want to go out on a date, and it's like, well, how about you come meet my mama? What? Oh, what? No. I just want to go to Sonic, baby. Like, no. Let's backtrack a little bit. And so I think that just some people just are hopeless romantics, man. It just depends on the timing. You just got to be able to just let them know. Like, look, man, we just got to relax a bit. Like, can I get to know who the fuck you are?
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, saying we need to take a break does not mean I don't want you around.
Don't ever start the conversation off with we need to talk. Yeah, don't do that because it's not that deep.
Out of there, man.
Let me know your middle name first, babe, before you want.
Exactly.
Before I meet your mama.
I had that happen to me with the meeting of parents. I've said this so many times, I think, on the podcast. But maybe an episode that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I went out with this chick. I was like, hey, you want to go to the movies? Now, mind you, we had been having sex with each other. Yeah. We just had never been nowhere.
Right.
So I was like, I'm like, yeah, 19. That
kind of defeats the purpose.
I'm like 18, 19. Okay. So I'm like, let's go. Let's roll. So she was like, my mom and them want to meet you first. Now, of course, I'm young. So I'm like, all right. She want to meet me to see where, who you with and, how, you know, all this. But it fucking turned into, I'm taking this bitch to prom. Like, yeah. The whole family was over there taking pictures. We asked her, pose like this. Put your arms around her. Kiss on the forehead. I'm like, what?
What part of Memphis was this?
It was no Memphis. But of course it was.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, that shit was so uncomfortable. Because it's like, this is almost like some relationship shit. Like, these folks gonna have pictures of me and this girl. You know what I'm saying? To be like, girl, you remember your little boyfriend? What happened to him? Like, I wasn't even her boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so, yeah, they just didn't know how much of, like, a dick but they wanted dog she was. So it was just like,
I want to kiss her.
No.
So I don't know how much of a dick eat dog.
You. She is.
Damn, she knows.
But I've had other cases where, you know, women wanted things too fast. Even in one specific case, I probably was the nigga who was wanting shit quick because I just feel like that was the love of my goddamn life.
Like when you was like a dressed like a bush and shit.
Okay, let me explain this to y'all. Right, I was trying to make sure this girl wasn't doing nothing that she wasn't supposed to be doing. So I went to Bass Pro. I got a few things.
Shut the fuck up. Before you finish this story. No,
I went to Bass Pro. I got a few things, right? So I made this costume, and I dressed as a bush, and I sat in front of her house for 14 hours straight. I'm dead serious.
You're lying,
fool. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. I was a bush in front of her house for 14 hours.
Did anybody come?
Nah, nobody
came. Man, it was a bush, man. He wouldn't know.
And the only other thing that I did that probably was out the way was my girlfriend at the time. I got in the back of her trunk and I stayed in there for a whole 8-hour shift with two Lunchables and two Capri Suns.
Man, crazy.
Because I want to
so
make
kidnapping the dog wasn't out of the
I
way.
Wanted to make sure that she brought her ass home straight after work. Kidnapping the dog, okay. My ex, she tried to break up with me, so I broke in her house. And I stole her dog, and I held the dog hostage until.
Where is that fucking picture? I've been trying to find.
Needless to say, when we KP was that motherfucker.
I can't stop
so.
Laughing because I'm trying to imagine KP as a fucking bush, bro.
And somebody walking past and seeing a bush take a shit, and it's like, what?
Bro, I cannot get that image.
Why is this bush peeing? Over here on the side of the house, Bush that got up and took a piss.
Bush
that
kicked the dog. Right.
This Bush was not here yesterday.
Bush cussing folks out and shit.
I was there for 14 hours.
We don't even got no damn trees over here. This random ass Bush just sitting in the middle
talking shit.
No, but back on topic, because y'all got me all out of character.
No, nigga,
out of a bush, nigga. You was out of character.
You spending money to dress up like a goddamn bush.
And I think I remember the day you posted the picture.
Oh, the
you,
dog.
Yeah, the dog.
I need that picture. I might lost it.
Man had a snub nose 38 to the dog head.
Yes.
I been
trying to
find
it. Wait a minute.
You playing with me before I pop
it. Anybody that has this picture, man, send it to me. Like, real deal.
Some things I've done in life I'm not too fond of, but clearly. I feel like they had to be done. Because once you with me, you know what I'm saying? We not over until you say I'm over, until I say we over. So, one, I need, unless you want to be over, I need a 30-day notice, and you got to wait till I get it notarized.
And he need two references.
Letter
of recommendation.
I completely feel that, because, like, dog, we ain't over till I fall in love with somebody else, so. You can break up with me, but I'm like, shit, we still going out on dates till I find me somebody new. So I'm for dead ass here. Me and my ex dog, we broke up in October. We ain't stopped talking till about April.
Oh my. Hey,
I ain't bullshit.
Y'all cool as hell, but y'all crazy as fuck. Hold on. Sorry.
She was with it though.
Hold on. First off, I'm not the C word. Until you can find somebody with a restraining order.
Yep, until it's documented. Yeah, and we ain't on like papers. That. You can't say me crazy, bro. I ain't no restraining.
Nigga, you made yourself into a bush, bro.
That was necessary.
Okay, so just remember that Jay Gray is out of this situation. I'm okay with just breaking up at that day. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
Never desired to be a bush, stick a bush.
It was necessary. Anything. Sometimes critical thinking and stuff can get the best of you, and you just roll with it.
Don't try to make it critical thinking or overthinking.
No, it's listen. When you're in love, you do shit you ain't never thought you was gonna do. Like when you get in love, never got to a bush.
Never got to
a
bush.
I'm not gonna drive to Bass Pro to spend no damn money on no bush making material.
I'm not kidnapping no dogs.
You don't know that.
I spent a lot of money.
I'm not getting in no trunk.
The suit alone was like $150.
I do know. I'm not getting no goddamn trunk.
Okay, so.
Then you gotta think about how much Gorilla Glue I had to use
to how many bushes you left naked as a motherfucker as you snatching particles of.
One. It's pretty sticky.
Sticky.
Man. Because of the glue, bro.
It had
to dry. It took me like 30 minutes to get out of the seat.
Somebody did a goddamn art project on himself.
No. Fuck. No.
Nigga turning in the mirror and she's just your twigs and shit. Breezing and shit. Shh. Okay, I'm ready.
Damn noise.
It should have rained that night, bro. Damn, it should have rained.
You would have grew. Nigga would have grew. Like a chia pet, man.
Nah, but you know, like, I've let go of that, of who I once was, and, you know, popping up at jobs and things of that nature. Like Thursday is like the best. If your girl work on Thursday, it's like the best day to pop up. But never go without a gift, because if you go with a gift, you're like, hey baby, I just wanted to swing by her and bring you this. She never looks at it as this nigga trying to check up.
And they'll let you buy too. Yeah, like, you know, yeah. I know that. If I ever wanted to be like crazy as you, yeah. I know that.
Hold on, bro.
Look, real shit. Like, I done popped, you know, I done went to my lady job, like, with something in my hand.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, go on back. Oh, no, okay, cool.
You get me fucked up.
Motherfuckers
better call and ask me.
I come up there with a gift, man. It's over.
I'm going to tell your secretary, look, don't let her know this is a surprise. I'm just bringing her something.
And he going to use that exact voice.
See who her work baby is.
That exact voice.
Who the work husband.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if I come in that motherfucker and I see you talking to somebody at the coffee machine, I'm like, oh, okay.
Work husbands exist?
They do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Charles from accounting.
This girl I once dated, I had feelings for. She worked at Finish Line, and I didn't like the way she was helping dude tie his shoes. You know, so
I mean, don't like girls to do that.
I walked in, they was just like, "You need help?" I was like, "No, I just came here to listen to the music." And I just boom, I walked.
But she worked with shoes. Boom, that's kind of weird.
I'd have made her ass get by 4 pair Air Force One.
Excuse me,
I need some help, please. I'm gonna
Don't pop up at anybody's job.
See you over here by the shoestrings.
You won't let your girl know you think about a centipede to work.
By. I ain't gonna lie.
Show up but bring a gift.
I need to see if your car there because you work overnight. I was gonna say,
Slim, don't just act like you sitting this one out, Miss.
Are we talking about her?
Window calls.
She must have went those out of
house.
8 years ago.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Slim. You didn't think you would never do that.
Slim, you were still you 8 years ago, though.
It was 8 years ago.
You still.
History repeats itself.
No, it doesn't. I don't participate in those type of things anymore.
All right, Slim. Yeah. Eight years.
I just want to say, I'm just playing because I want to send a special fuck you to the bitch who fucked up my car. I hope your mama melt.
Okay, so anyway.
We're going all the way back to the original topic of running your partner off.
Okay, yeah, Dave. Let's get back on topic. Running a potential partner off with rushing things. What do you want to say about that?
I was just gonna say real quick, yeah, if somebody was rushing things with me, the things that I would tell them is like, hey, hold on, wait a minute. You know, just cause we fucking don't mean that we actually together. You know what I'm saying? You gotta take this slow. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta get to know each other first before we, you know what I'm saying, before you start doing this. I mean, yeah, we can have sex after the first date, but that don't necessarily mean we married or no shit like that. Like,
real shit.
Like, you gotta slow down, baby girl, hold on. But as far as me, like, rushing things, I'm a type of person, like, if I know I want something, I'm going to go let it be known and, like, be as upfront as possible. And sometimes it backfires on me because it's not always mutual. And I would rather, and, like, I run into the situation where I let it be known and then the chick doesn't tell me until, like, later. And I'm thinking that I'm what I'm doing is good, but it's really turning her away from me. And I don't know that because she won't tell me right then. Like, she'll tell me, like, later on, like, yeah, you was doing too much, and you was doing this, and you was doing that. I'm like, damn, why you ain't tell me then? You know, so if I'm doing too much, please let me know. Don't wait for months later, because I'm going to think what I'm doing is right if you don't say anything about it. So don't let me rush you. I want you to be as comfortable as possible. Don't let me rush you into anything. I want you to come into this voluntarily so that we can go ahead and grow into something nice. And that's about shit is... Shit, I don't know, man. That's about as good as I can get this shit, man.
I don't know if you just take that advice too quick, because pride is a motherfucker, and some people just don't like to be told they doing some shit.
Exactly.
It's that, and then it's like, I don't know if it's a persistence thing, because I know women tell you shit one thing, but they really want you
that's
to do
it. That's a weird game, too.
It's a game, but then it's like, and sometimes it's like, nah, we too old for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, be for real. Like, just tell me what it is I'm doing wrong, and I'd be like, okay, well, let me dial it back a notch and let's start from scratch. Like, don't just let me continue to go till it get to a point to where you like, okay, this nigga really think we together and we not. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, well, shit, why you ain't tell me back then? So that's just my only thing. If I'm doing it, just let me know. Don't let me continue to do shit.
Exactly. Don't have me out here.
I think that's fair.
On a humbug, like I like to say.
Yeah, because I had been to fired all my exes. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I fired all my side hoes for you, and you got me out here
nigga,
doing all this shit, man. You ain't.
I don't know why I'm singing the song.
You always singing though. If you ain't realized it,
I don't know. I probably got Teresa.
Nigga, did you just name a car?
What's that? That's a Tesla.
A Hyundai Teresla. Tesla. Like a hybrid SUV.
We all fucked up right now.
No, when you say stuff and you do stuff like because you're Teresla.
No.
Teresla. That sounds like some grease.
Like a spider or
Teresla. Teresla.
Like Tourette. Condition when you like, you know, you shake and then you.
Okay, I'm saying it wrong. It's
Tourette's.
Tourette's.
Caress.
No, Tourette's.
Tourette's like to bed, like
wow,
go Tourette's.
We are hitting the all time low, man. Shout out to Jim Romney.
Man.
What an inside joke.
Jim Romney. The fuck?
I didn't say that. That was Big Hen. Shout out to Big Hen on the grill.
No, what's going on with
that
the Haven?
That would need to change his goddamn at night to Big Hen on the grill.
Man, because Jim Romney. No, who the hell that was?
I laughed that shit about 2 minutes straight. Like, I couldn't.
Fuck y'all got going on in the Haven. All
right, now before we get out of here, y'all want to talk about interview tips, what not to do for a job?
Sure.
Okay. What's the first thing you going to say not doing in an interview?
Not say a lot. Make sure if anybody's ever seen Step Brothers, don't do none of the shit they did in none of the interviews. Nothing. Right. Don't do none of that shit. Be thorough with what you're saying, man. Just be clear of what you're saying. Just talk with confidence. Be with confidence. I'm trying to think.
I say get there 15 minutes early.
Yeah, don't be late. Please don't be late.
Get there 15 minutes early. Do not wear cologne.
All right.
Ladies, there's a like.
What perfume?
There's a such thing as a heel for an interview and a heel for a club. Mm-hmm. Know the difference. 5-inch heels for an interview is not cute. I know that you can probably think these are grandmama heels, but stick to 3 and under. Well, don't go under 3 because that's horrible. If you're going to 3, wear flats.
Kitten heels.
Like, I hate that shit. It's horrible. 4 inches depending on the shoe.
I got to come
depends if it's no platform. You can wear flats. But if you're going to, let's say you're interviewing to be executive assistant for a CEO of a hospital, you don't want to wear flats. Okay. You want to put a heel on, but you don't want to put a sky heel on. You want a suit on. Yeah. So 4 inches. Without a platform, 3 inches, nothing under that. If you're going to do anything under that.
Some French tips.
This my fantasy.
They'll work, but if I'm glad you said something about nails. If you're going on an interview, all this fancy stuff with 10 different colors on each nail, don't.
And your change the colors, shit. Don't wear red.
Hey, real don't talk, do red. But, hey, quick though. I don't know if y'all realize, but black, I don't know what the hell happens in Memphis, but black women get all the jobs. Like, I don't get it, because I went to, like, the DMV, and this chick eyelashes was long as Winchester.
Don't do that either.
I'm like,
ladies,
how the fuck you working?
Do y'all get a job?
No birds. No birds on your eyes.
Went to the doctor. This bitch was, like, pressing keys with her thumb because her nails were too long and shit. I'm like, how the fuck do y'all get these jobs?
They pretty much look at it as like they got the job, they can do whatever the fuck they want to do.
I think they do that once
and,
they get the job.
Yeah, once they get it. Once
are there not policies against dress code and work ethic?
It is. We can't even have like certain hair, like that awkward shit that's going around in this world now.
And then, you talking about that little eyeshadow?
The future.
Yeah. Cheeks be looking like gold dust and shit.
Yeah, the sea people with the sea people lashes and the sea people nails and stuff like that, we have a policy. They give you a week to change it. If you don't change it, then you're gone.
I definitely think women have it kind of harder as far as job interview restrictions and all this shit, because it's so much shit that y'all can do. You know what I'm saying? Can't be too tight, can't be too loose, can't be too revealing. You can't dress like a nun. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bruh, y'all have a fucking strict ass guideline. Dudes, we pretty much know button down shirt, tie, dress pants, dress shoes. Be groomed. Don't stink. You know what I'm saying? Brush your teeth. You know what I'm saying? Wash your face. Little simple shit like that. As far as like a job interview, like for us, look, maintain eye contact, speak in a clear voice to where they can hear you. Don't mumble. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Don't cuss.
Firm handshakes.
Yeah, firm handshakes.
Eye contact.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Turn your phone off.
Yeah, please. That's the number one thing. A lot of people go into job interviews and their phones start ringing mid-interview. Some places are cool with it, like they'll excuse it. But, you know what I'm saying? Other places, like, if you, it's like.
Just get a regular ass ringtone.
Yeah, put that
just
bitch
on silent.
Just in
case you don't have it on silent, just.
Or.
Little Gucci Mane don't start.
Watch out, little bitch.
Right.
Yeah. A thing,
I'm finna change my ringtone.
Yeah.
Watch out, little bitch.
When I was, the thing that people always told me, like, before job interviews, if you're uncertain, like, leave your phone in the car. Like, put that bitch in the glove box before you go on the interview. As far as being late, that's the number one thing. Like, don't be like, be there on time, because that's, like, shows the number one thing. Like, they want to know that you're punctual. And that you're gonna be there and show up.
And then, ladies, your makeup, keep it to a minimum.
Yeah, don't go in there with the full. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't go in there with the full.
Don't do MAC. That you know what I'm saying? Something very.
Yeah, don't
you
come
do
in there
MAC,
looking like Ultimate Warrior and shit.
Look like what?
You know, the Ultimate Warrior got the whole little thing. Yeah, Sting. Yeah, don't do that.
Keep it as natural as you can with your makeup. Like, don't do that, because they're gonna look at you, and if you walk in there looking like Nikki on a red carpet, you're not gonna get that job.
I also think you should research the company that you're applying for.
And before, let's talk about before you get the interview. Let me give you things that you might not know, right? In the state of Tennessee, you do not have to tell them if you have been terminated from a job. The only thing that they can do to call and check is call and see your start date, end date, and possibly what you made. That's all they can do. Never tell them that you were terminated. Two, never use the email that you use with your social media. They some jobs do.
Yeah, that's underrated. That's very underrated, especially now.
Yeah, always switch up. Use a different
email.
Have a different email for your resume and what you use to apply for jobs. Different email for social media, right? Because a lot of time when you say I put in 100 apps and nobody called me back. They have been running your goddamn Twitter. That's probably what
and seeing how you was just talking about sucking dick and posted that goals of this.
So yeah, don't do that
fucking video.
Don't do that. And I'm trying to think of something else. Oh yeah, the questionnaire is when you do the strongly agree, strongly disagree. You never be in between. I always strongly agree, strongly disagree every time.
And understand rewording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they use the same question,
right.
Just reword them.
Are you tardy?
Psychology.
Like, are you tardy? Are you sometimes tardy? Are you always on time? Oh, it's the same goddamn question.
Most jobs, you might want to revise your resume just because of who you working with, because they do word searches.
Keywords.
Yeah, you always want to do hot words. So they can pull your resume. Fast. Yeah. We talked about that on the show.
If you listen to Real Thinkers Podcast, you are a real thinker, and we are trying to help you. So, you know, just how it go. Anything y'all want to say before we get out?
One thing, ladies, in an interview, crossing your legs, don't do it. Like, do like the ankle to ankle cross. Don't actually put the thigh.
I thought you were going to say sit like a.
Because it make you look thicker.
It's like a suggestive. This is what I was told because I actually worked in nutrition at the hospital. So they're saying that when you cross your legs like this, especially if a guy that's interviewing you, he's not really looking at you. Especially if you got on some kind of fitty, he's looking down.
Yeah.
And women, older, jealous women, they're doing the same. So when you sit, try to sit with your ankle to ankle over each other. I can't keep my leg up that long.
But
see, that's why.
I don't know if I'm the one interviewing.
Yeah, wear a skirt, no pants.
If I'm in the interview, I'm saying, I don't put that leg over that thigh.
Okay, so here's the left turn.
And here's where sexual harassment was invented.
With these two guys here, to your left.
Can you just come around the desk? I want you to see something real quick.
Oh my gosh.
Gonna get the company sued before they fucking even get a job.
Please be sure to send in your email. How bad do you want this job? Okay. Oh my gosh.
I really appreciate y'all.
Yeah, I see you have the assets.
Okay, yeah, like Tank said, send in your emails, realthinkerspodcast@gmail.com. Follow the show page at Real Thinkers Pod. We'll be live tweeting every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Hopefully, we can get everybody on the cast to live tweet.
Yeah, we in that thing. I'm here,
from
man.
From unlocked accounts.
Yeah, we'll get. You ain't had to slim. Unlocked. From unlocked accounts.
Slim.
When you live tweet, just for the.
Well, we can get Slim to run the show page then, since it's unlocked.
Yeah, you can do that. But the live podcast February. I don't think we've said anything about that, but yes, the last week of February. So whatever is that, the Sunday or the Saturday?
That's Sunday.
The last Sunday in February. So mark your calendars for that.
We're gonna have no issues.
We're gonna announce the venue and all that like 2-3 weeks before date. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get everything set up. It's going to be much bigger, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, what we had planned in October kind of didn't fall through. So we just said, okay, we're going to take this to have more time to plan this shit more bigger. We're going to have catering from restaurants and from local businesses. It's going to be food. It's going to be liquor.
It's going to be free.
It's going to be laughs. We still going to have the performances?
Probably not.
Okay, so we're not going to have the performances. So we might have like an open mic night. You can have like your poetry. Like a slam poetry up there for like, you know, sometimes we have listeners that are talented, you know, that might can sing, or we'll just let them come up there and freestyle, you know, have a little pre-show. It'd be a little fun.
We're going to keep that open before we just say that.
Yeah, we're not. It's not set in stone, so don't come writing your raps and shit thinking you're just going to get up there and set the stage on fire. Because, nah, we might have to pull the mic from.
That could be somebody next Papoose.
Okay, so thank you guys.
Because this is about us. We really not trying to break any new artists. Not the Apollo.
It's going so far, Sal. Hey, peace. We out. Look.